I think that it's a very good thing to have bought into the high levels. Obviously, the more decisions that you can get right in a game, it's better for everyone. The only downside to it is, obviously, there's, well, not the only downside, but the obvious downside is that you can't really bring it into grassroots football. That's what I'd say. Like, it's a very high-end sort of thing.
Do you think it will ever be brought into grassroots at all?
I can't see how they'd do it, to be honest. I mean, it's got to cost a lot of money. It must be, like, a very big investment to make. And obviously, you know, grassroots just doesn't have that, those sort of funds for that, do they?
Would you like to see it brought into grassroots if it was possible?
Obviously, all other factors excluded, then yeah, like, it would be a brilliant asset to have, because I mean, as a referee myself, like, grassroots football is, like, it's notoriously difficult to referee because the standard just isn't as good as, you know, obviously, like, the higher tiers. So anything to help that would, of course, help. And I think goal line technology would help. But as I said, I think it'd be very difficult to bring in.
Do you think it's, like, 100% accurate, or would you rather, you know, have that sort of control over it?
I think it's as good. It's good enough to be implemented, so, I mean, it's got to be fairly good if it's already been implemented. They wouldn't implement something that, like, wasn't as good as it can be at this stage. You know, I think that it's better to use that rather than, like, have the controversy, because if you don't have it in, then, like, pundits and stuff after the game can sort of fuel the criticism against referees, whereas if you have it, it sort of cuts out that potential for criticism.
Would you like to see other forms of technology brought in to help referees?
Eventually, I think, yeah. I think it's going to be a slow process. And I know there's a lot of arguments for, say, to bring in a rugby-style sort of system, like fouls or like off-ball incidents are evaluated on the spot. I personally think that would be a good introduction to have. I don't think it would slow the game down that much because it can be fairly quick. Like, you can, obviously, commentators do it all the time on the replay, like, it can be done quickly. And I would like to see that brought in, but I think it would be a slow process if it was to be brought in. I think so, yeah. I mean, there's always going to be criticism that it's taken away from the beautiful game, but I don't see that as a downside because it's not affecting the actual play. It's making the game better if you can cut out off-ball incidents such as, you know, aggression off the ball, all that sort of thing. Then if you can stamp down on that, then it's going to make the game smoother. But, yeah, it will be, like I said, it is going to be a slow process, but I think one that is necessary to improve the game. I think non-league, I think, is going to be a very big push, to be honest. League One and League Two, as far as goal line technology is concerned, I can't see any reason why it wouldn't be brought in the next... easily, surely, within the next 5 years, I'd imagine, as, like, funds are just being pumped into the game more and more. And I can see within the next 5 years, as a league itself, having it across all stadiums, bringing that in. It's my personal opinion.
Is there anything else you'd like to see to help referees?
I think, really, the only issue I can think of is that sort of the off-ball sort of incidents, because I feel that generally referees get it fairly spot on, potentially offsides, but I feel that that needs to be, first of all, it needs to be with the referees, and then if, say, there is an incident where a goal is scored and there was an offside in the build-up that was missed by the officials, potentially you could have, like, a review system after the goal and translate that to the referee fairly quickly so that he can make amendments to the decision or what have you. But yeah, on the whole, I think, despite the criticism the referees get, a lot of the time, the high-level refs are quite good. Potentially, in the lower leagues, improve the training and that sort of thing before they can get there, because I know that Premier League referees have had more exams and more game time and stuff, rightfully, but potentially bring the lower leagues more in line with the Premier League referees' level of training as well, as a sort of, like, non-technological advancement in refereeing. That is a good point. I mean, it is a grey area at the minute. I know they've recently changed it, haven't they, the actual definition. Yeah. I think really then that needs to be, it needs to be sort of cemented down, and they need to, across all English football really, or all football in general, like from grassroots right up to the like international level, it needs to be a common definition. And then from there, once you have that definition, I mean, I think you need to go into detail in terms of different scenarios with that definition, and then make sure that everyone knows exactly what is offside and what isn't offside. Make it a bit more clear cut. And then I know that it is it's a big ask, obviously, because is someone offside in the build up or that sort of thing, or if they're not touching the ball. But if we can get a more concrete definition, then I feel that once you've got that, you can start to implement technology slowly. Just help officials to enforce that rule a bit better.
All right. Thank you very much, Nick.